We're thinking this morning a bit about presents and gifts. Who here is expecting some presents for Christmas? Oh. Yeah, lots of hands shot up there. And I wonder, who are you going to be giving presents to? Adam. Oh, I've got, hang on. My one. Who are you going to give presents to?
Baby Jesus.
You're going to give a present to baby Jesus. I'm sure he'll be very grateful. Who else are you going to be giving presents to? George, who are you giving your presents to?
My dad.
Your dad? Did your mum get one as well?
Maybe.
Maybe. If you're good enough, mummy. If you're good enough. Who else? Who else are you going to give presents to? Jean, who are you giving presents to?
Nieces, nephews, granddaughters, sons, daughters.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on, doesn't it? But generally, we give our presents to the people we know and we love, and that we want to give them a gift because we feel that they deserve it, don't they? Even all those children who are going to get coal this year. You all deserve it as well, don't you? Well, in that case, I've got a few presents here that I'd like to give out. Now, I think, first of all, I'm going to give one to Bev. Bev, because you've worked really hard with the children, I think you deserve a present, and I like you as well. So, yeah, next. Oh, Margaret, she's always just got a lovely smile on. So, it makes me feel good. She always tells me how well I've done. It was encouraging. So, you deserve a present from me as well, and I like her as well. Who else? Now, Terry was first here this morning and helped to set up all the sound. He's worked really hard. So, and yeah, he gets it back. You can have a present as well. Yep. And, right, who have I got? Oh, my lovely Anna. Anna's a very good friend of mine, so she's going to get a present too, because I like her a lot.
I like you too.
Yeah, and she works really hard with all the youth. And I suppose, well, I better give one to my boss, because otherwise... Otherwise, I might not get one back this year. I might not get have a job in the new year. There you go, boss. You deserve it too. You work very hard. So do your employees. And so yeah, that's it. Right, I've given out all my presents. Okay, and the rest of you probably, well, you know. Okay, we're gonna have some time now with some very special guests. Special guests because we haven't seen them for a while. Special guests because they're going to be joined by all their friends as well from Sunday school. So if their friends from Sunday school would like to come up and take their places. We haven't seen them for a while. It's Dennis. And it's Maisie. And they're going to tell us a bit more about the Christmas story. Oh, yes, you may have the mic. Oh, yep. I haven't just broken it.
Dennis, I'm so excited. It's nearly Christmas.
Yeah, it's an amazing time of year.
And I'm going to get so many Christmas presents.
But Maisie, presents are nice. There's lots of other exciting things going on too.
Like what?
Well, at school, we've been learning about the first Christmas. We made lots of puppets.
Puppets are really cool. We did a play with them.
Wow, that does sound fun. Especially the puppets, because puppets are brilliant.
Wow, they are brilliant, aren't they? And there were presents in the story. They're much more exciting than normal presents we get.
That sounds good. Can you tell me the story, Dennis?
Okay, Maisie. If you're sitting comfortably, then I'll begin. One day, 2,000 years ago, there was a girl called Mary. And she lived in the town of Nazareth. She was having a normal sort of day.
What was she doing?
Well, she might have been cooking or cleaning or picking grapes or something like that. But our Mary is just walking up and down because the arms don't work on the puppet.
Oh.
Anyway, all of a sudden, an angel called Gabriel appeared to her and she was very frightened. But she told him not to be afraid and she was going to have a baby. And she said, okay.
I bet Mary was surprised.
Well, yes, she was. It wasn't in her plans at all. Joseph, who she was going to marry, was surprised as well.
I expect he was.
But Gabriel the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him the baby was God's special baby and he should marry Mary. So it was all okay.
Good.
Well, the next bit of the story is about 9 months later. Mary and Joseph had to travel to the town of Bethlehem because Caesar Augustus wanted them to take part in a census.
What's a census?
Well, it's a bit like doing the register in school, but everyone in the whole country has to be counted. Anyway, they had to travel a long, long way and got very tired. It was late when they got there and all the hotels were full. So they walked up and down and down and up and up and down and up, looking for somewhere to stay. And at last they went, they ended up sleeping in a stable. And that night, baby Jesus was born.
Wow, in a stable?
Yeah, in a stable. And when he was born, a star appeared in the sky above where he was born.
Wow, again.
Later that night, there were some shepherds on a hill outside Bethlehem, looking after their sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared, and the shepherds were really scared and fell on the ground. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then lots more angels appeared in the sky praising God.
What did the shepherds do next?
Well, they went to find this amazing baby the angels had told them about.
Did they take presents for the baby?
Dunno. They didn't have much. They could have given him a lamb. That would be cool. Anyway, then they went back to the fields really happy and excited, praising God for the baby who was going to be their saviour.
He was like a special gift to the shepherds, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Well, the next bit of the story is good too. There were some wise men who lived a long, long way away. And they had seen the new star in the sky and they decided to set off and look for the baby.
If they lived a long way away, wouldn't it take them forever to find the baby?
I expect it took them months. But as everybody here will want to go home for their dinner soon, we'll pretend it didn't take too long. Anyway, the three wise men arrived and they bought special presents for the baby of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Those were even weirder presents than a sheep.
Yeah, but they were special presents for a special baby. Then the wise men had to go home a different way so nasty King Herod wouldn't get Jesus and hurt him, because he was so cross that a special baby had been born. The end.
So why do we get presents at Christmas then, Dennis?
Well, I suppose we're celebrating Jesus' birthday and remembering all those special presents at the first Christmas. Maybe Katie can tell us some more.
I will tell you a bit more about presents in a bit, but first we're going to sing our next song, Once in Royal David City.
Well, I've got a game now. We're talking about presents this morning, so I thought I'd find a game that was all about presents. Now, for those of you of an older generation, you might remember a game called Play Your Cards Right with Bruce Porter. Well, this morning we're going to play Your Presents Right. And the idea of the game is that on the screen in a bit, a present will come up with its price, and we have to guess, whether the next present that comes up on the screen will be higher price or a lower price, okay? So we need lots of help from the audience, for my volunteers who are going to come and play the game in a minute. So lots of shouting higher or lower if you think it's going to be higher or if you think it's going to be lower. But of course, like in the original game, you won't know what's coming up next. So you could be right, you could be wrong. So I need a couple of volunteers to come up and... Adam, do you want to come? And Isabella, do you want to come? And James, do you want to come up as well? Right. Okay, so can we have our first present on the screen? There we go. Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old Board Game? Which is priced at $19.95. All these presents as well, or most of them, are the top 10 or top 12 presents that are supposed to be bought this year, the top most popular ones. So are you, it's $19.95. What do you think? Do you think the next present's going to be more expensive or less expensive? What do you think? Oh, congregation, do you want to help us out?
Higher.
Saying higher? Higher? What do you think, higher? Oh, some people are saying lower. You think it's going to be less expensive? You think it's going to be less expensive? What do you think? Higher, and you think it's going to be more expensive. Okay, can we see? Oh, yeah. Isabella, you got that right. Okay, 1 point to you. So, baby animal version, Annabelle version 4 is a whole £39.99. Right, we're up to £39.99. Do you think we're going to be more expensive or less expensive?
Lower.
Lower? So what do you think, less expensive, lower? 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 Lower. We're all going for lower. Let's see what our next present is. Yes, Barbie Roller Girl, who seems to have dyed her hair. Is only $12.99. Okay, so the next present, do you think it's going to be more expensive or less expensive?
More
expensive? More expensive? You think it might be less expensive? Okay, so can we see our next present? Jesus is priceless, therefore you're all wrong. Okay, right. Less than priceless or more than priceless? That is the question. What do we think, congregation?
Lower.
They all think lower. What do you think?
Lower.
Lower?
Lower.
Lower. Okay, let's see if we're going lower for the next one. Yes, a Doctor Who Dalek mask is actually only $28.99, a lot less than Jesus. Okay, so $28.99, what do we think? Oops, that's a middling price, do you think? Congregation, what do we think?
Higher.
Oh, mixed response there, James.
Higher.
James is going for higher?
Higher.
Higher as well. Ooh. We have our next present up. It's lower. It's a Golden Wolves game, which is 1999, based on the popular daytime television series. Okay. Right, 1999. What do we think? Higher or lower? What do we think, congregation?
Higher.
They're really helping you much, are they? Some say lower, some say higher.
Lower,
you're going for lower. Adam, what do you think? Higher, Adam's going for higher. Isabella, what do you think? Higher, okay. Oh, 1995, Bindi's beads, which are like hair, like Hannah beads, and you can heat them up and make things out of them. It's 5p lower. James, you got that one right?
Yes.
Right, we're at 1995 now. What do we think? Congregation?
Higher.
Higher. Ooh, higher. What do you think?
Higher.
Isabella? Just pick one. It's easy. Lower. Okay, going for lower. Right, what were we on?
1995.
Eagle Pickle has kids. $54.99. I know. When I saw that, I nearly had a small box. Eagle Pickle is from CBeebies, if you did not know. So, yeah. I'm not sure that many babies will be getting that for Christmas this year. Right, $54.99. What, lower? You're thinking lower?
Lower.
Definitely lower. What? Shall we see our next one? We're all going for lower. Oh, no, it's Jesus again. Priceless. Oh, dear. So you will lose that one. Right. Are we going to leave it? Is there any more? Yeah, okay. Right then. Jesus, priceless. Do we think higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower. Congregation?
Lower.
Lower.
Lower. Okay, we're all going for lower. Let's see if you can get this one right. Yeah! Rory the racing car is only $14.99, which is much better than Eagle Piggle. So, Rory the racing car. Might you be wanting a Rory the racing car, Adam?
Yes.
No. Okay. Is that... She's right. Okay. So, do we think higher than Rory the racing car? Higher? Okay, let's see the next one. Yes, Optimus Prime at $34.99. That's going on my Christmas list, it has to be said. Huge Transformers fan. So, Optimus Prime. Okay, do you think higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than Optimus Prime at $34.99.
Higher.
I don't know, is there any one thing I think that could beat Optimus Prime? Lower, okay.
Higher.
Higher, higher. Are you higher? Jesus, higher, prices, well done. Thank you very much. Round of applause. Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much. You're all with us in the end. Well, Maisie and Dennis wanted to know why we get presents at Christmas. That's the question they left you with, wasn't it? Why do we get presents at Christmas? So I guess that is what we've got to discover this morning. Why do we get presents at Christmas? It's a really difficult question, though, don't you think? See, the shepherds in Dennis and Maisie's story, we're told, received the best gift of all, and that was seeing Jesus. But why was he so important to see Jesus there? And earlier, I gave some presents to people because I like them, I thought they deserved it, and that's why we give Christmas presents, isn't it? We give it to people we love to show that they mean something in our lives. And so I was doing the same. And actually, the tradition of Christmas comes from, or giving gifts at Christmas, comes from a saint who was a bishop called Saint Nicholas. Ring a bell? And Saint Nicholas used to go and give out presents on the day we celebrate Christmas Day to the poor children around who had nothing. And that became the tradition. So that's why we have the tradition in this country. But we want to explore a bit more this morning about the gifts that we see in the story. Because you see, when I gave presents earlier, I gave them to other special people I loved and I thought deserved them this morning. But it's not the same when we talk about Jesus being a present. He was a present for the shepherds. But actually, he's a present for every single one of us. Jesus was a gift for everyone. And that's really exciting, because we all like getting presents, as we discovered earlier. See, because God doesn't just love a few people, doesn't maybe go, well, you know, they've been quite good this year, or they've worked really hard and they deserve to have my present. God loves every single one of us and wants to give all of us the best gift he possibly can. And the thing is, we can choose whether to take this gift or leave this gift. Now, we saw from our game just a minute ago, James, which was the most expensive present that we had in our game?
Jesus.
How much did Jesus cost? We couldn't put a price on him. He is that valuable. He's more valuable than anything else that we could have. Even Optimus Prime, who I really want for Christmas now. Even Optimus Prime was nowhere near, not even a tiny, tiny little percentage as valuable as Jesus was. There's nothing in this world that is more precious than Jesus. And God chose to give him to us as a gift. And that's a very generous God, don't you think? Hands up, you think that's very generous, to give us the most precious and expensive gift, well, not expensive, but priceless gift that you can have. So, Jesus is a really valuable gift. But why? I think we need to explore the gifts that the wise man gave to Jesus to find out more. I think they might help us. Now, who here can remember what the gifts the wise men gave to Jesus were? They were in our story, weren't they? Just a little bit. Adam, what kind of the gifts?
Golden.
Golden, or gold, yep. Gold is one. Let's go over here. Chloe, what's one of the gifts?
Frankincense
is another one. And does anyone remember the name of the last one? James has got it over here.
Myrrh,
was that okay now? Is myrrh? Yeah. Myrrh is the last one. Let's think about these gifts. Right, first one. Okay. Gold. Now, gold. I like gold. It's nice and shiny. I like shiny things. So you like gold as well? Yeah. That's alright. So, but gold in those days was very, very precious metal. I mean, it is still now, but it's even more precious because it was really hard to get your hands on. So to give gold to someone, you only gave gold to someone very important. In fact, you only gave gold to someone who was going to be or was king. So, first of all, the wise men were saying, we think you're king. Okay, so they're going to God. Does anyone know where Jesus might have been king of? Do you think he had a country? We've got a queen in this country, haven't we? She's the queen of Britain. But you think Europe, let's see if we can expand our thoughts a little bit. Does anyone know where? We sang it earlier in our first song. We sang where he might be king of, Isabella. The whole world. So that, in fact, actually, feeling that he was king of the universe. And so that was really important that we know that Jesus was very valuable and was king of the entire universe. That's the first thing we know why he's really important. Okay, what was the second gift? Georgie said it? Or Chloe, what did you say? Frankincense. Do you know what frankincense was? No. Frankincense was... Adam, do you know what frankincense was?
Yeah, you
might have got sheep as well. But that's not what the kings gave him. The shepherd might have given him the sheep. We don't know. It doesn't say. Frankincense is like this smelly stuff that you burned, and it smelled really nice. And you only gave frankincense to people that you believed were holy, or priests, or like in charge, had some religious significance, if you like. So that's another thing the kings were saying about Jesus, that he had some significance. He was holy. So he was a king and he was holy. What about the third gift? Do you remember what it was called, James? Myrrh's like an embalming fluid. It's like when bodies died in those days, they used to embalm the bandages in myrrh, was like a kind of, I don't really know, a fluid that stopped the body rotting and smelling too much because it was a really hot country. So basically they were saying, here baby, you're going to die. That's a bit weird, isn't it? I mean, you can understand the gold, it's a nice present, and the frankincense, I think the stables smell nice. Probably didn't smell that nice before. But no, something to bury the body of the baby. That's odd. Let's get the. But we know that it was the gold was to say you're going to be king, and the frankincense was to say you're going to be holy. You are holy. You're going to be holy. He said, most you're going to die. But we do know that he died a special death, don't we? I think I've worked it out. Have you guys worked it out as well? Why Jesus was so valuable? Not at his birth. It wasn't that he was born in a stable, but it was because he was king and he was holy. And when he grew up, he would eventually die for every single one of us. That's why he's a gift for every single one of us. In John, can I have my... We have a verse that tells us exactly why Jesus came, and that it was a gift for us. Shall we say those words together? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. We see that Jesus did this. God sent Jesus, and Jesus did this. Because he loved us so much. He so loved the world so much that he gave us, as a present, his Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Our gift, the thing we're going to receive, is actually eternal life. And that's why Jesus is a gift for us. So Dennis and Maisie, who are just back there, they're listening back here. Just wave them. Do you get now why we get presents at Christmas? We give presents at Christmas to remind us how much God loves us. Not because people deserve it, but they probably do. But because God loves all of us so much. And he gave us the best present we could ever receive. Because nothing is more valuable than Jesus. We're going to sing that. We're going to sing a carol in the bleak midwinter, which has a final verse which says, what can I give him? I don't have anything to give Jesus. But all Jesus asks is that we believe in him and give him our hearts. We're going to have our prayers now. Now, those people who I gave a present to earlier, that wasn't without a little bit of a plan in mind. If you'd like to open up your presents, we're going to have our prayers.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift that you have given us. Thank you for the gift of life that we can only receive through Jesus, your Son. Thank you that there is nothing that we can do to receive this gift, but you freely give it because you love us. In your loving name we pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we remember the delight of the shepherds at seeing your Son in the manger and realizing who he was. Help us to remember this Christmas, that in spite of all the presents and turkey and fun, that our delight should come from seeing who Jesus is. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Joseph and Mary found that there was no place for them to stay in Bethlehem and ended up in a stable. We remember at this time all those who don't have a home or somewhere to stay this Christmas. We ask that they may know your comfort and that the many charities trying to help them will receive enough funding to give them somewhere warm to stay. In your loving name we pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, many people visited Jesus when he was born, and so we will have many visitors this Christmas at the Ascension. Help us to be a welcoming church where people come and experience the love of your Son, the gift by the love that we show. Help us to deliver your good news of your gift to people at this Christmas time. In your loving name we pray.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, for many people there is a real sadness at this time of year as they mourn the loss of a loved one, or if they are sick or suffering in some way. Just as Jesus went on to suffer, he now understands the pain and knows the pain. Comfort them in their suffering and draw them near to you. In your loving name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to sing another carol now. I do believe that those children who go to Westdean School have been practicing this very hard, so I expect that you sing it nice and loudly. We're going to sing Away in a Manger. Do stand. Thank you. Do take a seat. Now, if you want to pop down to Wesley Owen, you might find, plug, one of these rather exciting gift bags. It says, Jesus is the gift. That's what we've been talking about this morning, isn't it? Jesus is the gift. His life and his death was God's gift to us at Christmas. And so, there might be something a bit exciting for you all, not just the children, to take home later that will remind us. I'm not going to show you what it is now. But it remind us that Jesus is the gift for us this Christmas. And so as you leave, you can take a small token to help you remember that Jesus is the gift. I'm going to ask Andy now to come up and give us our final prayer and blessing.
Thank you very much, Katie. Had a lot of fun this morning, which is great. Well, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you so much that you love us from all eternity past. So much that you planned at just the right time to send your Son into this world, to show us who you're like, so that we might know you, and so that he might give us eternal life. Lord, we thank you for that. Pray for everyone this Christmas, enjoying it with friends, that we might have Jesus right at the centre of our celebrations. And that this Christmas afresh, that we might know something more of him and who he is in our lives. And so, Lord, I pray that you might bless us and our families as we celebrate Christmas this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do join us for tea and coffee downstairs, and thank you for coming this morning. Thanks.